All right, I am fascinated by how fast the world is changing. I commonly refer to that book, The Future is Faster Than You Think, and it's even faster than that book described the change taking place in society, science, culture, finance. It's just mesmerizing to me. And we're going to talk about how it's changing the world of sports card collecting in this segment. But a bit of a disclaimer. I know that I may not fully grasp NBA Top Shot because this is something that I only discovered 19 hours ago. So if you're an expert in this field and you're punching your dashboard as you drive to work this morning listening to my loose grasp of it, I get it. I've only known about this for 19 hours, but I spent most of yesterday afternoon and evening with NBA Top Shot. So I think I have a pretty good understanding of it by now. Okay. But that disclaimer, all right, this is something that one day ago right now, I did not know existed.
I didn't either.
So I'm very new to it. During the winter storm last week with a lot of downtime, I was going down the Bitcoin rabbit hole probably more than I've ever gone down it, and I've been pretty obsessed with it for 3 or 4 years now. So I'm really into blockchain technology, which is what Bitcoin is built on. Well, on Saturday, I got a random tweet from a P1 that said, "Hey, I know you're obsessed with blockchain and the NBA. Have you looked into NBA Top Shot?" And I had not heard about this. I think maybe I had heard about it on the periphery, but I had not explored it. Mm-hmm. So I had some more downtime because we had no Stars or Mavericks. The NHL games were postponed at Lake Tahoe to the evening, so you just had Riviera. And so I went down, I made a commitment yesterday afternoon to go down the NBA Top Shot rabbit hole because I knew it would be a good segment. And I understand that Jake did a segment on this last week and the Soroy boys did a segment on it this weekend. I didn't hear either, so I apologize, but I did talk to those guys or text with those guys over the weekend as I'm trying to figure out NBA Top Shot. So they helped me kind of learn what it's all about. So first of all, you need to know blockchain. And you don't need to know it just for NBA Top Shot, which, by the way, if you're wondering, is digital sports card collecting. But it's built on blockchain. Blockchain is the technology of the future, and it's already here, quite frankly.
Okay, everybody's future? What is it?
It is a type of database.
Can't wait for this explanation.
It differs from a typical database in the way it stores information. Blockchains store data in blocks that are then chained together. So as new data comes in, it's entered into a fresh block, and once the block is filled with data or data, it is chained onto the previous block, which makes the data chained together in chronological order. So it's a transaction ledger, in other words. Different types of information can be stored on a blockchain. The most common use so far has been a ledger for transactions like Bitcoin. In Bitcoin's case, blockchain is used in a decentralized way so that no single person or group has control. All users collectively retain control.
Confusing.
Decentralized blockchains are immutable, which means that the data entered is irreversible. For Bitcoin, this means the transactions are permanently recorded and viewed and viewable to anybody. So the NBA, together with the NBA Players Association, and together with Dapper Labs, which is best known as the creator of CryptoKitties, which I had not heard about until this weekend. Before Top Shot, that was considered the world's most popular blockchain-based game. They got together and they went live 5 months ago in October to produce NBA Top Shot. So it's a joint venture. The league is in on it. The Players Association is in on it, so they're promoting the hell out of it. A lot of the players have Top Shot accounts. Of course, owners like Mark Cuban are promoting it because it means more money for them.
Top Shot.
But Mark Cuban is also into blockchain and crypto and all of this. And so he loves it for many reasons.
That's right.
In fact, he recently wrote a blog post about it, and I read that last night. It's long, but it's really informative. And so in short, You remember when we were younger, how did we get our music? Albums, right?
Mm-hmm.
Vinyl. We had to go to the store and buy them. Then all of that went digital. So today's generation now gets their music digitally. You can stream anything for free, but if you want to own music, you have to buy a digital copy. In the world of finance, everything is now moving from TradFi to DeFi. Sorry, that's traditional finance.
Boy.
To digital finance.
Hate you.
And now, sports card collecting is going from cardboard to digital. So the new generation, all belongings, for the most part, are going to be digital. That's just the new world, from music to collectibles to finance. It's all digital. And blockchain is the best, safest, most organized version on a digital platform. And so NBA Top Shot, Tommy Breer wrote a great piece about Top Shot for Forbes this week. It generated $54 million in sales over the past 7 days.
Oh, that's insane. Gosh.
The platform has attracted 33,000 new users in the past week, completed roughly 475,000 transactions over the past 30 days. The site has done $106 million in sales. And included in that total is a pair of Zion Williamson and LeBron James moments that have sold for $100,000 each.
So they call their cards moments.
Yes.
Because it's a little kind of video animation thing, right?
Yes. Yeah, so here's my experience yesterday. So I said, I'm going to open an account. And when you go to NBATopShot.com, you can sign up in a couple of different ways. One way is just sign up through your Google account, and it's one click.
Of course.
Of course, right? Mm-hmm. Because everybody has all of your information today.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought, okay, click, and I've got an account. And my username was computer-generated. It was something crazy, so I changed that to Junior. And I'm in. Okay, so now what do I do? Well, the cheapest way to get a moment or a card is to get a pack. Just like when you were a kid and you went to the 7-Eleven to get a baseball card pack, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that pack would usually have 12
cards.
12 cards, yeah, 10 cards and a stick of bubble gum.
This comes in packs of five moments?
Packs of five. The problem is it's very hard to get a pack. They drop randomly, and so you have to sign up for email notifications, push notifications on your phone, that a pack is about to drop, and you want to get in line for that. And if you do, those packs cost $9, $12, $14. And if you are lucky enough to get in line, and demand is so high now it's hard to get in line, but if you're lucky enough to get in line, then you're going to get five moments or cards for $10. And it's just like when we were kids. If you're lucky enough in your pack to get a Hank Aaron, awesome. Now that 25 cents that you spent on that pack of baseball cards, now it's worth $5 or whatever. Well, same thing with these packs. If you're lucky enough to get a Luka or a Zion or a LeBron in your pack of five moments, well, now the $10 that you spent on that pack, maybe instantly it's worth $200. Because these moments are going for astronomical amounts of money. So since I couldn't buy a pack, all the packs are sold out. You go to NBA Top Shot, create an account, and you'll see that the most recently dropped packs, they dropped a set of 5,000 sold out. 3,000 sold out. The most recent was 50,000 sold out. The other way you can buy moments is to go to the marketplace. So I went to the marketplace, and immediately it asks you when you're setting up your account, what teams are you a fan of? So I put Spurs and Mavericks. So when I went to the marketplace, there were Spurs and Mavericks available. So the first one there was DeMar DeRozan. So I clicked on DeMar DeRozan. And I'll just do it right now and see what the current prices are. So for DeMar DeRozan, there are seven moments that you could buy on the marketplace.
Okay.
The cheapest one is $95.
Hmm.
The most expensive one is $14,450.
Wow.
So at the time when I was going into this yesterday, the cheapest DeMar DeRozan was $30. So I clicked on that. It was kind of a lame slam dunk. He loses control of the ball at midcourt, but he picks it up and he dunks it. And so I clicked on that, and I had about 500 different options of this DeMar DeRozan moment, this dunk. And it's based on serial number. So when this DeMar DeRozan dunk became available, there were 15,000 versions of it. 15,000 different serial numbers, and that's what makes it unique on the blockchain. When you get a DeMar DeRozan moment in particular, there are only 15,000 of them. Each one has its own serial number. And so that's where the price fluctuation is, and I still don't fully understand this, but if you get serial number one, that's always the most valuable. So that one was worth, $250,000. $250,000.
For a digital asset.
Yes.
Of a sports moment.
Because it was serial number one. Random serial numbers like number 511 that don't have any meaning, they're $200. His jersey number is 10. So interestingly, in this world of collectibles, if you get a DeMar DeRozan moment and it's serial number 10.
It's worth more than one.
That is worth not as much as number one, but it's usually the second most valuable.
Yeah.
More than two because it's his serial. If you get a Luka moment, 77, serial number 77, it's his number, it's worth a ton.
And you can't, some people may be thinking, well, this is stupid. You can just get a copy of that animation, but then that's like Xeroxing a baseball card.
Exactly. That's exactly what Mark Cuban said in his blog post.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he said
I should read it.
He said you can Xerox a baseball card, but it's not worth anything. Same thing. You can stream that moment of DeMar DeRozan's dunk, but you don't own that like you do here. Well, I spent $30 on that DeMar DeRozan moment yesterday, and Jake sent me this website, evaluate.market, where it keeps track of the value of these moments. This morning, that DeMar DeRozan moment is now worth $90.
So you tripled
Holy
your investment
cow.
In a day.
I tripled my investment in less than a day. Now, I have to sell that, right? I have to go mm-hmm. to the marketplace and put it up for sale, and I have to get somebody to buy it to realize that. So I could go there this morning. I could list that DeMar DeRozan moment for $90. But I may not have a buyer because there are 500 other people selling that DeMar DeRozan moment.
And this is my question, is who's running the valuation site? Like, the people who sell these digital assets, it seems like they have an incentive to create a valuation site that then makes it give you the appearance mm-hmm. that you have appreciating assets, because that will make you buy and hold
yes.
more assets.
Yes. There are a lot of great questions here, and that's a great question. I'm guessing they would say an algorithm is determining the value.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But a human programs the algorithm, right? Just like an algorithm determines the value of Bitcoin or Ethereum or Litecoin or anything else, algorithms seem to run the world these days. But that's what it is. And that's and if you try to buy this DeMar DeRozan moment now and you go to the marketplace on NBA Top Shot, the you can find it for is $89.
Dang.
If you buy stars, Luka, Trae Young stars, or even LeBron, I mean, you're talking about here, and let me go to Luka. I'll just search Luka right now and see what the...
I'm looking at one that goes from $16,000 to $250,000.
Is that the cheapest?
I cannot believe...
No, it's not the cheapest. No.
These things that were invented out of thin air a year ago, less than a year ago or whatever, are worth this much now. That's just crazy to me.
The cheapest Luka moment that you can buy right now on NBATopShot.com is going for $769. It's an assist against the Clippers, I think.
Nice.
$769. There are 400 listings of that particular moment, and the highest priced one is $250,000.
All right, help me out with something here. So you own one or two of these things right now. If I said to you, hey, can I see your moments? What do you show me?
Your computer screen.
You're just your.
Well, you can go. I can send you the link to a site where you can see all of these.
Tells me what
you can view.
Okay. Yeah, where you can view my collection. Like at my on my home page or my account home, I can make my. I haven't done this yet, but I'll do this for the P1s. I can make my own showcase.
Okay.
And so everybody can see my moments.
Can look at your collection.
This is also what's interesting. Since I'm a Spurs fan, I went back, and they only go back to 2013. Like, I couldn't find any Wayman Tisdale moments, right? So it's only in the digital age and the highlight age and what they have. I'm sure they'll be able at some point to go back further in time. So I looked for Manu Ginobili. The cheapest Ginobili moment is currently $10,000.
Jeez.
And it's one of my favorite moments from his career. It's from the 2014 finals where he had this breakaway dunk in traffic. And it's a great moment. And I would that's a moment that I would actually love to have. Like this DeMar DeRozan moment doesn't really mean anything to me, but that Ginobili moment's one of my favorite basketball moments. I would love to own that. But I'm not prepared to pay $10,000 for it.
That's going
to
be worth 20 by next week.
You're right. You're right, but since I don't know enough about this yet, I don't trust that.
Yeah.
Like, it may be worth $20,000, but then a week after that, it may be worth $2,000. I don't know. We're like, the prices are escalating in such a crazy fashion.
Seems weird.
Yes, I'm too new to the game to trust it.
Yeah. It's just incredible, this movement towards digital sports memorabilia. I think this is fascinating. I mean, it sounds crazy to me, but so do regular cards.
Mm-hmm.
That seems silly to me that something is worth that much money. But it's worth that much money because that's what people are willing to pay for something.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a long history of cards being worth things.
With anything, the bottom could fall out. But don't you see at least my eyes have a hard time not seeing the bottom fall out.
Well, a few issues with it. One is that, okay, so we know these things are in limited supply, right? They make, I don't know, 15,000 of a particular moment. I'm not sure what the numbers are, but yeah. There's a limited number of them.
By the way, the most expensive ones are the legendary moments, and they make very few of those.
Okay, so there's always going to be a limited supply of those, and you can't fake them because of the blockchain technology, because there's an open ledger that shows all of these things as what's authentic and what's not. But unlike regular cards, which can depreciate due to condition, a digital asset can never lose condition.
Right.
So that's part of what made regular baseball cards and sports cards worth so much, is because they got more rare as time went on, because condition would deteriorate and the ones that are in great condition get fewer and fewer as time goes on. This doesn't have that problem. So if you're one of 15,000, you're always going to be one of 15,000. Whereas if you're one of the 15,000, I don't know, Mickey Mantle rookie cards that were produced,
mm-hmm.
I'm making up the numbers, but now the ones that are in good condition, when they were printed, there were 15,000 in great condition, and now there's a handful of them in
right.
that kind of condition.
Right. I thought that exact same thing yesterday. And that's why, to me, the cardboard baseball card would always be worth more.
Mark, could you lose it in a crypto wallet? Like, can you hold these digital assets in a cold storage wallet or whatever it's called?
Probably.
That you hold Bitcoin in. And so then you can lose a digital asset
sure.
in the Bitcoin world.
This is Mark Cuban's retort to our thought. When you collect stamps or cards, you have to worry about getting them graded. Is it mint condition, or you have to store them and maintain their current physical state? You need to protect them and keep them safe. When you want to sell them, you need to physically deliver them, which entails considerable risk during shipping. Because much of the industry is person to person, there are a variety of other risks and costs introduced into the system as well. All of these are expensive, time-consuming, risk-increasing, and annoying. I think we're both right. I think we're right that Mantle rookie card would always be more valuable because it's going to be scarcer.
It becomes increasingly rare.
Yes. But I think he's right. A lot of people will gravitate towards digital cards or moments because it's not the beating that keeping a Mickey Mantle rookie card is.
But what do you learn about investing? Risk is always tied with reward.
Yes.
Those things have a relationship.
That's a good point.
Yeah. And he's talking about one of the upsides to digital collecting is you lose a lot of the risk associated with holding that asset, which is dog-earing it, deteriorating, transporting it. But when you take out that risk, you take out the reward that comes from the risk.
Mm-hmm. By the way, our buddy Robert Wolanski says at Heritage Auctions, they've got a 2020 Zion Williamson Top Shot rookie, debut series one. It's up for auction right now. I think bidding is up to $30,000 for this.
Whoa.
He says the auction's going to end on the 27th, 28th. So another week or so. The card opened at 25K. And yeah, some of these LeBron and Zion cards, as I mentioned, have gone for $100,000. So I'm sure that auction's going to be driven up maybe even beyond $100,000 by this weekend.
Isn't that incredible? This is so fascinating to me.
It is.
Out of thin air.
This never even occurred to me before, but it makes so much sense that this would be the future of sports collectibles.
It's the future of everything. It really is. There will always be a market for regular baseball cards. Like there will always be a market for gold, but Bitcoin is the future. It's digital gold. So there'll be a place for everything, but there's going to be a bigger place for NBA Top Shot. There's going to be a bigger place for Bitcoin than what I think anybody can imagine right now. And we're just getting started with all of this. So you could make the argument that paying $250,000 for a Luka moment is a pretty good investment because it may be worth $1 million in 10 years. Who knows where this is all headed?
Well, you got caught up in it.
Yeah, I'm trying.
Learned about it. And you went on
a millionaire now.
Buying spree.
And I'm trying to take baby steps, but it's funny. Saroy says he's completely addicted. He said he had three dreams about it the other night. That's how immersed he is into it. I woke up this morning, and I guess Top Shot does this to encourage you, but I had an extra moment in my collection. They gifted me a JaVale McGee dunk. I would never have purchased a JaVale McGee moment, but they gave me one.
Bonus.
This will not be the last segment that we do on NBA Top Shot. But it's great to discover something new. I love the NBA. I love blockchain. I love finding something new like this. It was a great day yesterday just learning this.
And the NBA leading sports in this because baseball doesn't have the equivalent.
NFL not doing this yet.
Nobody's doing this, really. Hmm. Yeah, the NBA has been on the cutting edge of a lot of forward thinking that's turned out to be big business for them, and this is no exception. All right, it's 8:34 on the